Oh, yeah, this is Ted's pick, right? You know this boogie is for real. I just can't not think of Napoleon Dynamite when I hear this. It is Rich, Ken, Ted Johnson here on 93.7 WEEI, and we are in the Ketchus Law Injury Attorney Studio. No fee unless you win. And you can give us a call at 617-779-7937. Also, listen to us on the Odyssey app. You press that little follow button, and we get launched right to your phone. Speaking of launching, you can launch us a take grenade right there. Press the little microphone button in the 5 o'clock hour. We play those back. Coming up at 4 o'clock, Tom E. Curran. He's going to be calling in, giving us a report from camp. It's going to be interesting. I think A.J. Brown's going to speak here in just a few. Mm-hmm. On top of that, we got Mike Vrabel with some interesting comments about especially the edge rushers and the critique that the team has had lately on that that position. But first, I want to get to something. So last night after the game, and we saw what happened after Game 3 when the Knicks lost. And what you saw was a bunch of people in Spurs jerseys running down the street, getting tackled, getting beat up. There was one guy who was on his side. He got his head jumped on. I mean, I've never seen anything like that as big as it was after a sporting event.
Yep.
Especially like, I mean, something, that was just like one loss. That was game three, and the city went absolutely insane. So yesterday, the Knicks win, and you're expecting things to be, you know, a lot better, and yet there was still a lot of insanity on the streets. Have you seen the video of the bus of the Spurs trying to leave the venue? A ton of people are running up and they're kicking it, throwing trash cans at it, but they opened up the bottom of it where the luggage was and were pulling stuff out of the bottom. Thank goodness the luggage wasn't in there. And then when the Spurs arrived at their hotel, there's a crowd of people. Stiz, how many people were probably there? Like
thousands.
It was like thousands of people screaming at the Spurs as they got out of the bus, and somebody threw eggs at Wembanyama
right.
as he was walking in.
One just precise shot.
Nailed
like a lob
him.
Right on the head.
Absolutely
the
nailed him. Ted, you played in some hostile environments before. You played against teams like the Bills, people who truly hated you and hated the New England Patriots.
Nobody hated Ted.
Was there ever anything as hostile as that?
No food thrown at. Nope. But just a lot of yelling, a lot of screaming. But nothing was ever thrown at a player. Like I mean, an egg too. That's not gonna feel good. I mean, I know it breaks, but you know that's a hard shell.
And that's after a win. Like your Knicks just came back. I mean, it was like one of the greatest comebacks in sports history.
Yeah.
And you're screaming at the team that you just humiliated. Don't you think that's enough humiliation? Now, the one thing I'll say is I didn't see anybody getting curb stomped like after game three, but still, like every time something like this happens, people are like, "Whoa, you know the Celtics fans are no saints." I haven't even seen anything like what happened after game three. Nothing ever. Nothing.
Do you think San Antonio is going to raise the stakes and the Riverwalk's going to be jammed for game five? You know, it's just going to be hostile as can be.
Nick fans are going to take over, man.
Yeah,
sure. It's cheaper to go
buy the tickets.
Bringing an egg
right
to the bus, like just to throw it at Wimby. Like I'm gonna save this egg and I'm gonna hold it until
that's what happens at those watch parties. You just start bringing household food
man. That's wow.
This is what it sounded like when Wembanyama was getting out of the bus. This,
what's wrong? Oh, that's the bus. Can't believe it's them.
Oh, hang on. Stop it. This is
the bus of the Spurs.
This is when they first noticed the bus, and they're picking up trash cans and throwing it at him. And it's like, I mean, you can't play the clip where Wembanyama comes out because it's F-bomb after F-bomb after F-bomb after F-bomb. What are you doing?
See, this is making me hate the Knicks team again. Just the fans alone are making me hate the team, which I've come to respect the team.
I've never experienced this before where other than the team itself, I hate everything about the Knicks.
Right.
I really hate everything about the Knicks, and I hate James Dolan more than anything. Mm-hmm. I hate that coach. I'm not a big fan of the celebrity fans, but the group of people went to the freaking hotel and threw eggs at them.
Yeah,
I mean, they're chasing it down the street. They're opening up the thing at the bottom. So it's time for a another blind ranking. All right, gentlemen. And today, it's the top 10 worst fan bases in sports.
Oh, boy.
Jackson, come on in here. Ken,
yeah.
Ted, I'm going to give you a team, and you are going to blindly put them in the top 10, all right?
Okay.
Okay, so these are – now, if I miss any, I used my judgment, and I thought what I would believe were the 10 worst.
10 worst. Any sport?
Jackson, there you go.
All the four major sports?
The four major sports. I was just going to put SEC fans, but I didn't do that. All right. Blind ranking. We'll start with you, Ken.
Okay.
The Miami Heat.
Oh, yeah, they got to be on the list. Fair weather fans, not there for the start of the third quarter. Definite bandwagon.
They're bad fans because they're fair weather.
Yeah, very fair weather.
Heat culture.
I would go four. Heat or high.
All right.
Yep, that's high on the list.
Not bad. Number four. All right. And the worst fan base in sports, blind ranking. Ted, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, for me, this is easy. It's not even close. They're number one.
Number one.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
they're number one.
They did throw batteries at Santa Claus.
No, but
they got a prison for a reason.
You know, the Super Bowl we played in 2005 down in Jacksonville, played the Eagles. You know, like stories of Philly fans, you know, after they take a leak, they wipe their hands on the jerseys of some of the Patriots families, mm-hmm. right? So, doing that kind of stuff. Just you hear that, it's like, come on, man. Philly fans are the absolute worst, in my opinion.
All right. So we have somebody.
They threw batteries
one.
At Santa Claus.
Yes, they did, which is just the worst. And number one is the Eagles. You got number four, the Miami Heat. Blind ranking. Can the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, very high. Boy. Oof. Is three open? Yeah, three. I think Dallas is right up there.
Wow. Okay. Like, we're filling up the top of the list here.
I mean, America's team, nonsense.
They
and
could
just
make
perpetuating
a run for one.
Yeah, they could. I'm going to leave two open for something for you, Ted.
All right, Ted. The Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh, Laker fans, please. They're soft. Soft is soft, soft, soft. I'm going to say I think they're lower down the ladder. I don't find them to be all that really compelling. I'm going to say nine.
Nine.
They're not even compelling.
Even though they're total posers?
Yeah, total posers.
Okay, all right, number nine. So you've got nine right now with the Los Angeles Lakers.
There it is. Jackson's blocking you on the camera when he's not writing.
You got the Heat at four. You got the Dallas Cowboys at three. The Eagles at number one. Okay, Ken?
Yeah.
The Toronto Maple Leafs.
Again, kind of comical. Maple Leaf Square, and you got to feel bad for them a little bit. I wouldn't put them too high, but they're notable. I'd put them at seven.
Put them at seven. Yeah. All right.
You would go higher.
I would go higher.
Yeah.
I mean, they
do it once. It's 42. It's a little bit of sympathy,
dude. They called the cops on a. Didn't they call 911 or one of the?
Oh, that was Montreal.
That was Montreal.
They called it on Chara.
You got
That's
Montreal
right.
on there? Do I got Montreal?
Next one up, Montreal Canadiens.
Oh, yeah, Montreal, number two.
That's all they got. This
wow,
season.
This is the blind ranking.
They called the cops. They called the cops.
They
My wife's going to be very angry. At you.
Come on, man. They're awful. I mean, at least things have calmed down a little bit, but you never forget that. You never forget that. All right, next up, the blind ranking. One through four are taken up already. The New York Jets, Ken.
Yeah, well, Fireman Ed's kind of
poser.
Yeah, he's lovable in a certain way, but six. I would go six.
Okay, we go number
middle
six.
Middle of the pack.
All right, left on the list is, I believe, Jackson. Mind moving out of the way for a second? Let me see what we got.
We got 8 and 10 still and five.
Okay. Ted, the New York Yankees.
Oh, I mean, this is easy, right? Number five.
Okay, all right, for the New York
Yankees.
They're
the worst, man.
Just for Billy Crystal alone, thinking he's a member of the team.
You could put all the New York teams one through five, six.
Probably so.
Maybe.
And they're kind of taking over Fenway, too, sometimes.
All right, so we got two spots left, number 10 and number 8. Ken, the Kansas City Chiefs.
I respect the Chiefs fans. I would put them at 10. I mean, it's a great pregame out there. I've been to a couple games at Arrowhead. Great tailgate. Now, are they cocky? Yes. Do you hate Travis Kelce? Do you not respect Andy Reid and his family?
Good.
Yes.
But
they're good, and I think they're a legit fan base.
All right. So those go at number
10.
10?
I think they're that's where they deserve to be.
So the only one left is number 8, and unfortunately, that's the New York Knicks, my friend.
Oh, wow.
They should be absolutely higher.
Yeah, we ruined this.
So in the blind ranking of the worst fan bases in sports, It goes at number 10, the Chiefs, number 9, the Lakers, number 8, the New York Knicks, number 7, the Toronto Maple Leafs at 6, the New York Jets, number 5, the Yankees, number 4, the Heat, number 3, the Dallas Cowboys, 2, the Montreal Canadiens, and number 1, thanks to Ted, and definitely is a top 3er for me, a Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Now, that is the worst fan base in sports. A
couple others you could consider. Dodgers fans, I think, are weak.
Dodgers, they get in fights out in the parking lot. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, would you put
Raider
any...
fans back
Raiders.
Let's
back
be a little
day.
Self-aware. Would you put any of the Boston teams or New England teams on that list?
No.
Not at all.
Best sports city in the country.
The only one that I would put up there is, I think, during the Brady era, Patriots fans got a little obnoxious.
Well,
yeah.
League was out to get them.
I think there was a little bit of entitlement. To I think there was a little, they hate us because they ain't us, that was out there.
More so, of the four, green teamers get the accusation of being the most sensitive and unwilling to criticize their team or themselves.
Yeah, but that I don't think it makes them a bad fan base.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think of like ones that are, like, completely
cocky,
obnoxious
cocky
and cocky.
Yeah,
now, the Cubs could have made it. The Cubs could have been up there. The lovable losers.
What about, do you respect Bills fans? Would you put Bills fans?
I love Bills fans.
Okay.
Love them.
It's hard to hate Bills Mafia, okay. Man.
Bills might be the best.
They might be the best fan base in
American sports.
Yeah, speaking of comebacks, were you in Houston for the 35-3 Frank Reich comeback?
No. I was watching the game. I was living there watching the game as a kid.
Is that anywhere near the scale of what we saw last night or of 28-3?
It was 31-7 in the fourth quarter.
Is that what it was in the fourth?
Yeah. So yeah, it's up there.
It was like a divisional round or something.
It was.
So it wasn't to this magnitude, but that's one of those that you remember. Huge comebacks.
All right, 617-779-7937. Tommy Curran is going to be joining us very soon from Pat's camp.